Let yourself fall away for a little while. After all, this kind of sinking under is always a vacation from ourselves, an opportunity to set aside what we were doing, then go somewhere else. So hear my voice. Understand that I'm here with the knowledge that the body's always fungible, always in flux, both our perception and often the wrong perceptions other people have of us. When you trail your hands down your body, you might not always be completely pleased with every part. That's all right. But here, where I'm aiding you in deeper relaxation, perhaps we can set aside that ordinary template. We can remember the parts of us that are analogous, that can remind us of existing pleasure, of the way things should be, and the way that they will be in the following, in the elaborate fantasies we will explore, elaborate on, allow to enter us, and help us relax. Therefore, when you consider your body, when you allow your awareness to drift from head to toe, there are all those images which are, for our purposes, superfluous. When erecting these hypnotic fantasies, when guiding you on a meditation to somewhere inside, we often have to set aside where you are, what you were doing before. Some of the frailties and needs of the flesh are laid aside to expand our horizons, just as we do in lucid dreaming, just as we do in thought experiments, just as we do in the oh-so-sensually engaged experience of sliding that little bit deeper, of listening just a bit better. So by intertwining all of these things, we enable a kind of suspension. Anything unimportant, where you are, what you were doing before, things which could interfere with the blissful pleasure, can be left behind, as if in your descent into a deeper breathing, a more firmly shut eye, a more absolutely relaxed posture. You were laying down unnecessary things on the path into sleep. And among those unnecessary things, let us define a few that can be laid by the wayside. Oh, you may be forced to pick them up later. But now, there is only the allowance for setting them aside. And that allowance can feel like a weight being removed from your shoulders, left by the wayside. Set aside as we explore the language of trance, and the languor which might even now be entering your muscles, helping you be at ease, helping you sleep. In a very particular way, focused on our conversation, our back and forth, our exchange, I drawing things out of you that perhaps you do not normally interact with, you responding to those things, welcoming them, letting them play over you, and in you, and through you. Yes. Good. Now listen and relax as I describe. And as you listen, the exploration of the body, hands starting at the collarbone, sliding downward, fingertips curling, knotting themselves in the gap between the slightly sweated, warmer place over the center of your chest, massaging lower from there, running fingers and hands, palms over your breasts. Perfect, smooth, jutting outward from your body with just enough give that you can push your fingers in and feel them bunched there, feeling the nerve endings, feeling the potential, The sensitivity and erogenous nature of the nipple is not unfamiliar, and leaving behind other thoughts is easier still. Existing just here in the moment of description, your fingers tenting, knotting, finding your nipples and massaging in slow circles, feeling the sensitivity of the area surrounding the breast, as well as the breast itself, twitching with pleasure in reaction. Yes, something you've not only wanted, but that has always been the case. Now made more real by your ability to tie, touching your chest to the sensitive, ever-increasing throb, throb, pleasurable, sensual ache of those mounded breasts, warm, heavy in your hands, moving when you walk, bouncing against your flesh, unless restrained and clothed and ornamented, a perfect, comfortable part of a holistically normal you, a you that has always lurked inside, given slightly more expression in this meditative place between waking and sleeping, where thought of such things can be allowed to run rampant, to change, to give rise to perceiving them the right way. Your breasts, perfect, warm. When you think of your breasts, your tits, the warm protrusions on your chest, every brush across which is a heavenly spark sent to your mind, making you contort and press. It feels like the most natural thing in the world. You know them, and your hands are permitted to know them in every contour, every touch. As you brush your hands beneath them, the slight sweated crease where they rest against your chest, the warm crevasse between those, oh, incredibly sensate mounds, the pert nipples, chilled when they touch the air, stimulated when they brush clothing, your awareness of them heightened in this meditative state. And then your hand continues downward, brushing across your stomach, sliding to your curved thighs, nestling between your legs, finding the flatness beneath your pubic hair, and then the parted skin, the hood, your fingers accidentally brushing an aching clitoris. The clitoral tissue really extends very far up inside the body, an organ very similar between the sexes, touching it, sending those little sparks to your head, whatever the body's natural language is for yes, yes, yes. And if you are daring, perhaps you will slip an errant finger beneath that hood, collecting wetness, finding the bud, finding a spot that's a little too sensitive to touch without protection, and yet touching it seems so alluring, to lose yourself in the pull of your body, flat stomach leading down across your crotch to a place where those lips part, and your fingers, perhaps with some difficulty, can now be pulled away from your rigid clit, which has grown and gorged with blood at your stimulation, and find your errant fingers exploring. Oh, the moistness inside of you, the warmth. Perhaps your breathing quickens as every inch of that sensitive flesh is enhanced by this state you are in. This state of waiting, waiting to be filled up with words and definitions more appropriate to you. The you that paltry mere reality sometimes disagrees with. the you that now is manifest. So when you hear words in the following of your throbbing clit, of your aching entrance, and suddenly your fingers pushing inside, finding a warm wetness, curling up and rubbing a spot right behind your clit on the front of your body, twitch, 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 a wonderful spark, something not completely under your control, something primal, and filling that aching void reminds you that you want full, full, more and more. And those thoughts crowd up. The mere presence of your pussy, aching vaginal mound, open lips, wet, throbbing clit. Slickness dotting your thighs at your own arousal, at your sense of completeness. And as a voice takes you further on, let that completeness resonate through you, the pertness of aching nipples, the protrusion, the way, as you imagine, that your thighs would rub together with your aching, wet need oozing forth, that your breasts would rest against your chest, there for you to cup and raise, and feel the sweated warmth beneath them, the tightness of the crease between them as you squeeze, brushing your nipples and sending a rocketing thrust of pleasure directly into your mind in the process. All of it culminating, conspiring in a kind of pleasant warmth that says staying here is right. Here at this place where these are the right parts, where your body, perhaps arching in supine bliss, perhaps contorting into a more comfortable position, perhaps brushing one hand across your sensitive, hardened nipples and the other over your wet clit even as it makes your thighs shake and puts you in doubt as to whether you could rise with that awareness, that constant awareness of the warmth and weight on your chest, of the aching, wet void between your legs, of your desire, of you. And so you are. And so we continue, with the right words in place, and unnecessary things left by the wayside. Sleep, and listen. Good job. Feel them. Good.